He can make his own pizza. He can get potatoes and try to cut it. That way somebody can fry it for him. He knows how to put things in the oven by himself. But you see, all this, it had to be me teaching him.
Anna Casserly is especially proud of her 16-year-old son, Jonathan, because she was told he'd never amount to anything. He was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder more than a decade ago, and it's been a long road to independence for this teen. The Gates mother has struggled to get her boy proper medical attention. When he was two, Jonathan suddenly stopped communicating and making eye contact. When she took him to doctors, she was called crazy for thinking something was wrong. Until nearly a year later.
He looked at him and said, oh yes, I'm sorry to tell you. Your child is complete, have an autism. He's never going to do nothing. And he walked away and gave us a piece of paper.
That delayed medical testing was critical. By that time, Jonathan was four, and his brain's development was already well behind his peers. And that's part of a wider trend. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports children of color can be diagnosed as much as 18 to 24 months later than Caucasian kids. And African American and Hispanic children are more likely to be misdiagnosed.
They think is we want a paycheck, especially when you're minorities.
Autism can look different in a white child compared to one of color, and experts agree cultural differences play a role. But there's also concern that access to services depends on which community you're a part of.
It's a lot of programs in there that you think we know. Thanks to a friend of mine that she's white, she's the one that come and tell me, look, they're opening this program. Look, this is what they're doing this. And we had the same coordinator.
Christopher Suriano works with the Rochester City School District. It's Suriano's job to come up with new programs to help children with disabilities transition from primary school onward.
We need to take the responsibility to ensure that communities are better informed and that there are resources out there for parents.
The school district has spent a lot on staffing, but Suriano says there's still an issue securing more bilingual special education teachers.
To be very honest with you, we don't really have like specific training around cultural the different disabilities and the cultural aspects that would be impacting that student with disability. We look at the student's disability as a whole.
Environmental factors can also trigger autism. Recent studies have linked air pollution to the onset of the disease. And according to environmental health researcher Deborah Corey Slekta, since minority communities are more likely to be located near heavy trafficked parts of the city, there's yet another disadvantage for those children.
I would say it could contribute here. Those people probably experience different risk factors. And so I might expect to see, and nobody's done this study yet, higher levels of autism.
And anecdotally, Casserly says there's a pattern of autism in her community that she links to levels of air pollution.
The sprayway is there. And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kids with autism around here.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons for WXXI News.